Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It means Monday lets you live. Congratulations. Three things popping today. Today, we're going to be exploring the world of celebs who have been behind bars.
Mm, okay.
Really?
Plus, we're going to be paying homage to the king of pop, Mr. Michael Jackson, and discussing why you will never see Queen Latifah die on screen again.
What?
But before all that, Brad, what's going on?
I got a celebrity birthday for y'all. Boom. Liam Payne from One Direction turns 24. For today.
Happy birthday,
Liam.
Oh, yeah, youngin'.
Now, Liam may have become a dad recently, but one thing Liam does not have is a dad body, honey. Just look at these abs.
Oh. I don't know if I knew he was this fine.
I didn't know either. Well, it got me pondering on one important question, y'all.
What?
Who has the best abs in One Direction?
Okay.
So can y'all sing it with me?
Let's do it.
It's time for Absolutely Fabulous.
One Direction Special.
One Direction Special.
That's so special.
Anyway, Portia, don't be trying to steal my lines because you bad, girl.
Oh.
Anyway, so I'm going to need you to put your thumbs in one of two directions. Up if you like the abs.
Okay.
And down if you don't, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. First up, we got Harry Styles. He's been working hard in the gym for his recent movie role in Dunkirk, and it looks like the work has paid off, honey.
Oh, he got that butterfly on such a hard landing.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm going to give him up.
That caterpillar has hatched, honey.
Okay. Yeah, I like, yeah, his abs look good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like he's in control of his carbs. I give him a thumbs up.
Yeah.
I give him a thumbs up.
Gary?
Yeah, thumbs up.
Not two thumbs. This ain't Siskel and Ebert.
Oh.
Thumbs. Next, we have Louis Tomlinson. He's been keeping a low profile since the band went their separate ways, and I don't know what he's been doing, but it don't look like he's been at the gym.
It looks like his gym membership expired.
Because he's definitely not giving you any natural definition.
Yes.
He's not giving me no sexy either.
No. Yeah, as far as the abs are concerned, I'm sorry.
This is not an absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
This is
an
absolute disaster. Next, y'all, we have Zayn Malik. Here he is with his shirt off. So tell me what y'all think. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm going to have to give him a thumbs up.
Girl, me too, girl.
Yeah, two. Yeah.
Two, yeah.
Headcrack, what do you think?
I'm a thumbs up the fact that he's out of the beach.
What do you think about his abs?
I mean, I'm a guy. Like, what is my opinion supposed to be about this?
It's supposed to be whether you see abs and you like them or not.
Louis, whoever you have abs.
That's not Louis. That's Zane.
This Zane.
Zane, you bring the pain with your abs.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. You was a hater.
You are. And finally, we have Niall Horan. The Irish singer has been busy with solo work, but he has been a little busy with a personal trainer. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
He ain't been busy with puberty. Has he hit it yet?
No, I was.
Ooh, he look like a baby. I don't feel right judging his abs.
He don't look like he been with a personal trainer.
He look too young.
I like how his abs cover his large and lower intestine, and that's cool, because there's some people out there who abs.
You know what, Head
Crack?
Just save your answers, because they just ain't making
sense. Yeah,
we know you don't care. You've made it very clear you don't want to judge a man's abs. Okay, y'all, so who has the best abs in One Direction?
I'm going to say Liam.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to have to go with Liam. Liam's abs are on point, okay?
Yes, they are. Liam here, too.
Yeah, Liam. Thumbs up.
Hey, Crack. I guess I'm going to go with Niall Horan. His abs are at the beach. That's cool. It means you're comfortable in your own skin.
You're going for the one who don't even have abs. That's how much of a hater you are. Matter of fact, close your ears for this next story.
That's right.
All right, y'all. So while most of One Direction have no problem walking around half naked, as we can see, there are some celebrities who don't feel so secure.
Oh.
Kate Upton.
Oh, really?
She's a model.
No, we told you, hush.
What?
Let me continue.
Right.
Kate Upton is starring in the road trip movie, The Layover, next month. In a recent interview, she said that despite her being a swimwear model, she has days that she doesn't feel that attractive. This is crazy to me. Have y'all seen Kate Upton in a bikini?
No, but that's the dope part about Kate Upton. She's not always in the best shape. There's times I've seen Kate Upton built like a parcel.
Really?
And she's still out there just rocking, like, you know.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes I get irritated. I have to admit. When my little sister, who is so tiny, says that she feels fat, I just want to kick her in the throat. I'm like, you are so tiny. How are you complaining?
But I don't like the way I look sometimes in a bikini. I'd be like,
I would think you were the most confident person
in
this room.
You see, I still wear them, but I'd be like, dog, they got these punks out here just fine. And look at me with my stomach and my butt look like a peacock.
But then what makes you show it then? Because you definitely do.
Then you complain about it so much you'd have thought you'd have got something done to it by now.
I'm getting something done to it. I'm just living.
No, you keep eating.
Oh, yeah, honey. I'm going to keep eating, honey.
For breakfast, you had a bag of powdered donuts.
I'm not.
A whole bag.
All right, y'all. So if you're a Queen Latifah fan, honey, and you want her to live forever, honey, Brad.
I am.
Your wish may just have been granted.
Okay.
Miss Latifah, honey, she recently revealed, y'all, that she has drawn up a death clause, honey, for every future acting role, so she will never die on screen.
You better work, bitch.
Wait
yes,
well, now, honey, guess what? This all came about, honey, after her appearance in 1996 movie, honey, Set It Off, Baby, in which her character, Cleo Sims, honey, gets shot by the police. Now, here's what she had to say. Quote, I put a death clause in my contract right after that movie, honey. I was like, wait a minute, honey. I'm starting to die too good in these movies, honey. And if I die, I can't be in the sequel.
You got that right, honey. It is smart. Because if you die, you can't get the check from the second one, part two, or
whatever
part
movie
three.
Don't need to have a sequel.
Okay.
Set It Off need a sequel, and she shouldn't have died. Otherwise,
well,
we can
act like she didn't die and put her in the hospital. What movie did somebody die in that haunted y'all?
Samuel Jackson in Deep Blue Sea, when he gave that motivational
speech. Oh, my God, and the shark came up out of the water. Just came and ate him. I was like, oh, my God.
I was pumped up in the theater like, yeah.
Yeah.
Them sharks.
Shark.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all. Speaking of living forever, if you want to make it in Hollywood, there is one word you need to remember.
Botox.
No, Gary, reinvention. That's the name of the game. And over the past 10 years, some of these stars have reinvented the hell out of themselves.
You got that right.
It's time for Transformation Tuesday. All right, y'all. First up, we got the gloomiest pop diva around, honey, Miss Lana Del Rey. But before she was the exotic, dark-haired siren we know today, she was a young girl called Lizzie Grant trying to get a record deal and modeling to pay the bills. Check it out.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
So basic.
Yes, she does. She looks like a wannabe Britney Spears.
Exactly.
And them roots, my God. Blasphemy, honey.
All right, Lizzie.
And then we have Chris Pratt. He's a big star, but back in 2007, he was just big. I mean, but Chris has trimmed down and got into killer shape for movie roles like Jurassic World and Guardians of the Galaxy. Just look at that body today, honey.
That's crazy.
Because,
like, when he was big, you could only see him being a car salesman.
Right.
Everything.
Yes.
Yo, when he hit the gym, he stopped eating bread. Like,
yes.
You know, he got all diesel on everybody.
But I like fat Chris Pratt. He was funny to me. He did more comedy movies when he was fat.
I like sexy Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
you do?
Mm-hmm. And then we have Khloe Kardashian. Back in 07, she was referred to by some as the chubby Kardashian. But in the last year, Miss Khloe has turned her life around, honey, and lost a staggering 40 pounds. Mm. Look at that body.
Honey, got y'all right together, honey.
She sure
got
did,
that waist baby. Snatched, honey. Lost
she
that
did.
Weight.
That does not even look like the same
No,
person.
It does not. Mm-mm.
She knew what a black man wanted, honey.
I ain't mad at her, though, honey.
I ain't either.
She did a human version of, like, a butterfly. like,
So this Chloe was hiding inside the other.
But the biggest transformation of all has to go to Caitlyn Jenner. Because back in 2007, she was a retired athlete called Bruce. Mm. 10 years and $4 million worth of surgeries later, she's now one of the most iconic faces of the transgender movement. Caitlyn, we salute you, girl.
Yeah, she did that, though. Turned into a woman, got her own reality show, became her own name, everything. Yes, honey.
She just needed to
And she did not put the K on Caitlyn.
No, she did, honey. Up next, going to prison? Well, baby, guess what? You don't have to worry, because we're going to show you how you can do your time in style. Stay tuned, boo. Mm. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, now we all know that being a superstar means that you get treated better than us mere mortals. But when it comes to the eyes of the law, all are equal. Mm-hmm. Yes, honey. So let's take a look at some of the celebs who did time and lived to tell the tale. In
Stars Behind Bars.
First up, we have Robert Downey Jr., y'all. Now, he was incarcerated several times between 1996 and 2001 for various drug-related crimes, and he was not given any star treatment in jail. Robert recalls a warden telling him, in scary, aggressive tone, please. Oh.
Oh, my God. Wow, I turned my live on.
Okay, scary aggressive tone. If we have any discipline problems with you, we're gonna come down on you like a ton of
Dang.
Robert has thankfully changed his ways and been sober since 2003, but he makes sure he never forgets where he came from. Yes, honey, we have Chris Brown up next, y'all. Now, he served 108 days in 2014 for a probation violation related to his conviction in the Rihanna domestic abuse case. Now, here's what he had to say about his time on the inside. My maturity level has risen as far as my realizing what's important. Realizing that I'm human like everyone else. At the end of the day, it's just a humbling experience. You're more appreciative of everything else that's on the outside. A burger tastes 1,000 times better when you're out.
That makes sense.
And do they even serve burgers in jail?
Yeah, did they serve burgers in jail?
Probably not the ones you want to eat.
Exactly.
Oh. I didn't eat it. We call that mystery meat.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would think.
Next, we have Martha Stewart, honey. The queen of home cooking was sentenced to 5 months in 2004 for lying to the federal investigators about a stock sale. And unlike Chris Brown, Martha says her time in prison did not enrich her life in any way. Everybody tells you, oh, whatever happens to you, it makes you stronger. Damn. It's so mean that's the stupidest thing. It doesn't make you better at all. It could ruin you.
I think that's a change, Martha, right there. Martha Stewart gave us some heart. Oh, look, gangsta.
Oh, Martha would be like, oh, fooey.
Fudge.
Finally, we have Miss Abby Lee Miller, honey. She started her 366-day prison sentence just last month for bankruptcy fraud.
Wow.
She has mentioned that she is terrified about spending time behind bars, but is proud of her work with children over the years in the popular reality TV series Dance Moms. Quote, I gave kids a new life. No one can take that away from me. No one.
Sounds like something she whispers to herself before she goes to sleep every night in prison.
Right. Yeah, because that has nothing to do with her time in prison.
Right.
So, Brett, I mean, you know, honey, in case Abby, honey, is watching, what advice can you give her?
That be good to the guards that are good to you, because they're going to be your friends. There was one black guy that was such a jerk to me that put me on lockdown. Yes.
Want to shout him out?
He was mad. Yeah.
Yeah, shout him out.
You can kiss my and he was just mad because all the girls, like, had crushes on
him.
And they was not paying attention to him. It ain't my fault that I'm cute.
All right, up next, do you need a hero? Well, honey, I know I do, child, baby. So stick around and we'll tell you the upcoming superhero movies that are hits or misses next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, y'all. So 2017 has been the year of the superhero. So far, we had Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, and Captain Underpants. But the year ain't over yet, and fall is full of superhero movies, so it's time for
Ticket or Skip It, Superhero Edition.
First up, we got a superhero movie to end all superhero movies. Justice League, which is out November 17th. It stars Ben Affleck as Batman, Henry Cavill as Superman, and the unbelievably hot Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, who team up with Aquaman and the Flash to save the planet from evil parademons. Take a look.
Has to.
Okay, that's not fair.
Why is it not fair?
They're just gonna force us to see this. Ooh, I'm gonna have every superhero possible in this.
Oh my god, I'm here for it. I'm so here for it.
I feel like I gotta watch it.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, and like, it's an all-star lineup. It's everybody that you like from the previous movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, Henry Cavill is Superman, right? And they don't show him in the trailer because, you know, Superman's supposed to be dead.
Oh.
Right. But he's totally showing up. Ben Affleck, he's great as Batman. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you guys, ticket or skip it?
Ticket for me.
Skip it. I don't do superheroes.
Oh, Gary.
Ticket.
Ticket. Gary, maybe you don't like superheroes, but maybe you just want something with a big hammer. Chris Hemsworth is reprising his role as the almighty god of thunder this fall. And it's dropping November 3rd. It got Cate Blanchett in it as Hela, the badass goddess of death. Mm. Mark Ruffalo's in it as the Hulk. And it's definitely worth a look. Take a look.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a fighter.
I'm not a queen or a monster. I'm the goddess of death. What were you the god of again?
It's gonna be lit.
Yeah, oh, and it looks like high energy too.
Oh,
like
man.
You can tell.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm so excited. Yeah. Just ticket for me all
ticket.
Day long. Just ticket, ticket.
Yeah.
Ticket.
Come on, Gary.
Gary. You know, I'm gonna do Madden, so I'm a ticket because I love Hulk. I always wanted to be the Hulk as a child.
Really?
Remember, he used to say, "Don't make me angry."
You have
you
some of
like
those
me when I'm angry.
And I love
you
that.
You just liked when his clothes was ripping off, Gary. Yes.
But Gary has those moments in here.
Yeah.
Haven't y'all seen him be the Hulk in here?
Yeah. He's got two different personalities.
All his lace be popping and pearls everywhere, honey, when he gets upset.
Yeah. Up next, y'all, find out what we would say to the late, great Michael Jackson if he were still alive today.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. All right, today is a very special day because August 29th would have been Michael Jackson's 59th birthday.
Ooh, oh, wow, same age as my mom.
Yeah, man, the undisputed king of pop passed away on June 25th, 2009, but his legacy is going to live on for centuries to come.
Got that right.
Oh, now, we know you a big Michael Jackson fan, to the level of even getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
So what does his music mean to you?
Everything. He was the greatest of all times to me, the greatest entertainer in the world. Absolutely. Yes. I don't care what they say about him, what he did, what he didn't do, my absolute all-time favorite.
So if he were here in this room, what would you say to him?
I would just hold his hand and take him everywhere with me. I'd make him ride with me to the grocery store. He would go everywhere with me to the studio. He'd on all my songs. Michael Jackson would be on all my songs, okay?
I love Michael. I'll never forget when Thriller came out. Ooh. And I was at the hair salon getting my hair braided. And I was trying to, I'm like, let me see. I need to see. Like, leave my head alone. I got to see Thriller, honey. What does Michael mean to you, Gary?
Michael, this inspired me to sequence. I love the sequins pants and the jackets, and that's why I get all my sequins. I, you know, pay homage to Michael.
Yeah. That shirt seems like the Dangerous album cover.
Yeah, he did have this on Big and Small, too.
Did he dress the little monkey in that?
Yeah.
All right, so give me your best MJ ad-lib impression.
Oh, you go first.
What? Dan, voice that.
Finish it.
You can do the other one.
Nah, you gotta finish. You can't do that part.
What was it? Oh, remember the time when Michael Jackson went dup 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 dup.
Like, you could tell he was feeling it in the studio.
Yeah. He sound like an animal that wants some food. I don't know what kind of little creature that is, but feed him right now. Yeah,
thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.